Sort of the way I look at it is when you have a lodge or a ceremony, that's something that's very traditional. It's not recorded. It doesn't have an agenda. It technically usually doesn't have any type of time constraints other than if you go in before sunset, you know, or go in before sunrise, you know, just everyone's got different ceremonies. And so I try to think about the spirit of what our lodge is and modify that. Call it an academic lodge. And there are other authors that write about using the circle as a way to share information, as a way to gather information. And so the reason I say academic lodge is to, you know, give a teaching about what our lodges are about, but also what an academic lodge is not. You know, it's not traditional. An academic lodge, if everyone gives permission, can be recorded and used so that it benefits everybody who participated. If people don't want it to be recorded, if one person doesn't want it to be recorded, we don't record it. Or if someone gets emotional, we shut off the recording. But we've used it both as a method for data collection and sort of as a framework or a process to gather people around in a different way other than let's have a Zoom meeting. And so when it's an academic lodge, we may come together for a fireside chat is another name the Western folks use. You come together and everyone gets to contribute. We ask, you know, that if people are comfortable, they contribute because we believe just like in a lodge, everybody has something to give to the circle. And together in that circle, things come up inside of people and we have more deep and meaningful discussions if it's facilitated properly. And we, you know, hopefully by sharing and sometimes being vulnerable, that's what happens in these academic lodges, then we can get into deeper, more meaningful discussions that actually may affect transformation and change. And so we sometimes use academic lodges for our non-Native allies and for our white brothers and sisters who are more comfortable in sharing their journey to decolonize and their understanding of being the beneficiaries of colonizers. These are important conversations to have. And you have to have a sort of a sensitive, tender space to let people feel comfortable to share, especially when things are unknown or confusing or uncomfortable. We have this colonized settler state going on, and yet Indigenous people are most often called on to help non-Indigenous sort of, I don't know if feel okay is the right word about it, but understand. So it's hard for us, you know, because you get tired and it's like we're victimized by these systems and colonization, but here we sit. And so that goes back to that teaching about humility. How can I be here to be good medicine and to contribute in a good way to this conversation, no matter who shows up? And as long as people are showing up and being authentic, we may talk about journal articles or we may just talk about what's going on in their life or in the world at the moment. And that's sort of how I conceptualize an academic lodge.